We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The president focusing yesterday on unveiling a plan for Middle East peace. Jordana Miller joining us now from Jerusalem. Jordana, what exactly was in this plan and what's the reaction been where you are?
Well, the plan is one that heavily favors Israeli security interests and some ideological reasons for wanting to be in certain parts of biblical Israel, which is in the disputed West Bank. Essentially, this plan would give Israel sovereignty over the Jordan Valley Rift, which is a kind of strategic ridge on Israel's eastern border. It would also give Israel sovereignty over most of the Jewish settlements in the West Bank, and it would give Israel sovereignty over all of Jerusalem's Old City. Now, all of that, real setbacks for the Palestinians. It kind of shrinks the land that Palestinians wanted for their future state. It chops it up a bit. And, of course, the capital they wanted, their flag, they wanted it to fly just on the other side of Israel's part of the Old City. That's not going to happen. It looks like the president's plan puts it somewhere in one of the Arab neighborhoods further east. So this is a plan that Israelis are celebrating and Palestinians are enraged by and rejecting. I mean, just to give you a kind of sampling of the response by the Palestinians, we heard the Palestinian president call it nonsense. Others call it a farce, a conspiracy. We're seeing some already some protests in the West Bank, which may grow as the day continues here.
What's the chance, Jordana, that this peace plan will move forward?
I think the chances are extremely slim that this plan is actually going to lead to peace talks, simply because the Palestinians at this point are refusing to engage, refusing to talk. You know, Jared Kushner, who is largely the architect of this plan, said yesterday that he welcomes the Palestinians to come to the table, that this is just a broad plan, you know, that can be negotiated if the Palestinians would come to the table. I don't believe they're going to do that because this plan is so far from what they want, and they see it as really favoring the Israelis. And on the ground, we're already hearing from the Israeli prime minister that he's going to move ahead and start the process of annexing the Jordan Valley and many of the Jewish settlements, even without the Palestinians at the table, you know, without even a peace process, so to speak, you know, picking up or starting, he's going to move forward. And that's really going to change the facts on the ground.
What type of support does this plan have right now?
Well, among, you know, the prime minister and his allies and supporters, it has tremendous support on the Israeli side. Of course, Israel is very split politically. So the left part of Israel, the left camp and the peace camp, the Labor Party has come out against this plan. The far left Meretz Party has come out against this plan, saying, you know, this is a plan that could possibly lead Israel down the road of a binational state. That is, you know, Israel controlling certain parts of the West Bank and then the Palestinians under some kind of military rule and not having a real sense of statehood. Remember, the president's plan really defers Palestinian statehood for up to 4 years, and a lot of conditions have to be met before then. So, you know, there is debate about this plan here in Israel, even if Netanyahu is giving the perception that, you know, Israel is crazy for it and this is the greatest thing to ever happen to Israel. I would say probably 40% of the population here is not in favor of this plan because they're worried about what it could lead to, including, you know, conflict, perhaps another wave of violence here, another Palestinian uprising. I mean, there's real risks to this plan, despite what the president said from the White House yesterday.
Jordana, thanks. It's Jordana Miller joining us live this morning from Jerusalem.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.